You're listening to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast, where our focus is on developing servant leaders of integrity.
Our vision is to raise up leaders of character who serve
and add value to their spheres of influence.
To produce dynamic leaders, we develop the whole person by cultivating servanthood,
building integrity,
and facilitating personal transformation.
And now, let's begin today's podcast interview.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We welcome back today Randy Welsh. Some of you may have caught his first discussion he had with us on his company. If not, I strongly counsel you to go do that. Fascinating story and real life example of how you combine business and helping people without compromising either. So with that, Randy, that's kind of your tagline, but welcome back.
Thanks so much, Craig. It's a pleasure to be back. Thanks so much.
And so let's just jump right into it, Randy. I know that you're the CEO, founder of Jibu Company, and folks can take a look at that going forward. But specifically, our topic today is going to be adversity quotient. And I know that for you, you've been involved with CEO Global and talking about that. And so you just take a moment and just talk a little bit about your life experience.
Sure. Thanks, Craig. By the way, just one clarification. I'm a co-founder, and my co-founder is actually one of my sons. And that sort of ties into the story.
So cool.
Too.
Yeah, so cool.
Just to make it clear, so he lives in Uganda. I live in the U.S., but he's really at the heart of this business. So I really can't take too much credit. He's really the one driving this, and he's the one that's paid a really high price, I think, of suffering as this business has gone forward. But
was this one of those things where a father-son sits down and said, okay, we have a business in Uganda and one of us have to go there, and he did the right thing by his dad, or did he agree to do that?
Well, he suggested it. I almost can't believe it. I was like saying, no, we should be able to do this business. We have such a great business idea. It should be able to run its own without any of us being there. That's the idealism I had at the time. And he said, no, I don't think so. And he's spent a lot of time in Africa. But he's been living there for about 3 years now. So, and he's the one making the business tick. So I spent a lot of time in Africa too, but he's the one at the part of it. So,
well, as a matter of fact, you're taking off here just in a few days, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm heading out in a few days. I do spend, quite a bit of time in Africa, and love it. So, and spend time in China too. I'm actually planning a trip to China soon too. So, I know that might be relevant to your audience. We source some of our equipment, and we got our bottle molds and things out of China, and so we have to manage a lot of things around the world in our supply chain. So,
I'm sure there's a lot of adversity as you go into that. So, with that, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no end to challenges in life. I mean, whether it's your personal life or your business life. And if you're not getting stressed, I mean, I had someone say to me once when I was learning to ski, they said, if you're not falling down, you know, you're not trying hard enough. And so I made an effort to fall down a lot, I think, that day, just to push myself. And I was like, I can't do that anymore. But, you know, stress.
Now, Randy, we had the same ski instructor. He told me the same thing. I think it's just because I was bad.
Well, me too. That's what he gave me comfort, because I was so bad that falling down was okay. So, but you know, willingness to fail is hard. And it's particularly in a high-pressure world where there's little forgiveness many times. To allow yourself to push yourself to fail and allow others around you to fail in order to grow. But there's suffering involved in that. There's adversity involved in that. There's challenges involved in that. But you never know what you can do until you start pressing some of those limits. And so I think it's important in business to challenge assumptions and allow yourself to go through some adversity in order to make yourself stronger.
So Randy, how do you take that concept, which is powerful, willingness to fail? Maybe we're culturally, or even within your family, that has not been allowed.
Oh my gosh, what a great question. I mean, it takes courage. It takes a lot of courage. And I think every culture has its strength and has its weaknesses. And American culture has many, many weaknesses. But I think one of the strengths is it's almost a badge of honor when you're starting a business, even if you, almost every entrepreneur I know has failed, and that's somehow okay. And it's not okay other parts of the world. So I want to be careful in what I say, because some of what I say, you know, it's not as easy in other cultures to fail and get back up from a face-saving perspective and other things as it might be in the United States. But nonetheless, I'll give you an example how we, when we started Jibu, we built failure into our model. We started in three countries simultaneously, Uganda, Rwanda, and Kenya, against everybody else's advice. People said, no, how you do a business, how you do a franchise business is start in one place and get your model perfected, and then go one by one to other places, go more methodically. And we thought, we're not smart enough to know where to succeed or where to fail. So we took an approach sort of the way a venture capitalist would in a portfolio. We said, let's do three at once. For sure, at least one will fail, maybe two. But if we're fortunate, maybe one will succeed. And we sort of had this belief that you learn more from your failures often than what you learn from your successes. And then we'd learn from the failures and double down, link those learnings to make the place that was succeeding more successful. And sure enough, that's what happened. Actually, two out of the three places ended up working. And we did that because we wanted to create a globally scalable model, not just a business model that would work in one place, because you could get a sort of a false positive. You could think you're more than you are when you've just succeeded in one place. Or if you chose just one place and failed, you would get a false negative. It might be the great idea, but it just wasn't quite right for that. So the point here being, we built failure into our business model, and that we're okay with that. And we told all of our investors, look, this is probably what's going to happen. we're going to fail in some place, but we're going to learn from our failures. And that's the key. It's the attitude toward the failures, I think, that's the key in this, and leveraging the failures so that you make yourself stronger going forward.
Well, Randy, it's fascinating wisdom. It's so counterintuitive to think that you actually had a business model that banked on failure for you to learn. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to learn any other way, I think. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, well, and I was just going to ask you, so what MBA program did you learn that from?
That was just experience in life, really.
Yeah, and so is there some, you know, I've been wed to my bride for 32 years and have adult kids, and you do too. Is there some of that just understanding that failure is a part of any large commitment, even in our lives, that you've experienced, let alone business?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been like unfairly fortunate. I think I've worked very hard. But I know many people that have worked harder than me that haven't been as fortunate as I have, you know, in many things. But I think the key to it is how you handle adversity. I mean, how you handle trouble when it comes, and having the character to do the right thing, even when it's hard. I mean, see, I think that people talk about people that are courageous, either in a war or they jump in the river to save someone. And they always ask, those people, did you have fear when you were in that situation? And they'll say, yes, I had fear, but I ended up doing the right thing anyway. People don't hear that, though. Mm. You don't realize that it's looking at failure or facing failure or adversity, it's scary. It's hard because you don't want to lose face. You don't want to lose money. You don't want to. You have true risk of loss. And even people that can appear to be the most courageous in the world, you know, I will assure you that they all have a deep fear, but they don't let the fear be the final word. Mm-hmm. They decide to go forward anyway. I think that's what courage is, and I think that's the difference. The perseverance factor of pressing through difficulty to achieve a vision is often what makes us better as people and makes us better as business people.
Yeah, and that's great. I remember one executive I talked with, he said, the fear of failure is not an option. it's a driving force that keeps us focusing on success.
Exactly.
And so would you even go far as to say that if someone has kind of been in business or at this stage in life been really afraid to fail, that learning how to fail is going to be a really important life skill for not only living but for business as well?
Oh yeah, it's an essential skill, and it's learning to have some peace and confidence inside you that's not based on other people's opinions or external factors. There's a fine line. You can be really stubbornly persevering on a bad idea, and that's not a good thing. So it takes some discernment and wisdom to make sure you're focusing on the right thing. But if you're pretty sure you're focusing on the right thing, perseverance, it's grit that's needed. It's like the passion to do something and the perseverance to stay with it when the going gets tough that separates people. You know, there's studies, all sorts of studies that show some of the most successful people in the world were not the best students. They were not the A students. They were the B students. So
for some of our listeners right now, they're really saying, hey, I'm going to be successful. No, go ahead, Randy.
Being an A student isn't a penalty, but it's not. That just having the good grades are the key. And there's all sorts of studies that show this, and this is what I've seen too. A lot of times it's the B students and the C students that may not be the naturally most gifted people, but when someone has a passion and a willingness to go after something. And just the grit to keep chasing it, that's what leads to success. And so I do think it's a really important life skill, Craig.
Yeah, and I would concur. Having been a part of multiple startups, a lot of them not making it, there was some real learning that went along the way that was applicable all the way to life. So, Randy, can you just talk a little bit as we got just a few minutes left here? Talk a little bit about just as you speak to the students through the Way to Success program, are there any, besides being a willingness to fail and building failure into your business model, what would be another kind of key point with respect to dealing with adversity that you'd want to address? And maybe that's even how you get your business partners or family members to come along on the journey.
I think we have to make a choice to stay hopeful and optimistic and view our future as better than our past or our present in order to press through. And I always say, whatever we can do being pessimistic, we could probably do better being optimistic. I mean, there's just an energy and a creativity that comes from that. And there's all sorts of studies that show the benefits of having an optimistic attitude, like physical benefits, mental benefits of finding solutions, relational benefits. People like being around other people that are positive. And many times in business, it's not even the great business plan you have. It's how you're able to relate to other people. And learning to be an encourager of other people and be someone that likes other people and people like you is such a key thing. And I think it takes an optimism in the midst of trouble and other things to be able to keep it going and keep a smile on your face when it's hard without being unrealistic. I'm not talking about just ignoring difficult things in reality and that are happening. I'm just saying keeping a hopeful attitude that you will get through it and it will be better at the other side of it. Just that simple thing, I think, is helpful.
Yeah, and I know Randy's a young man. I was driven by the fear of failure, and I was very successful, but I wasn't enjoying it. And it was in my late 20s, early 30s that I realized that focusing on being successful, acknowledging there's going to be some adversity along the way, was a whole lot funner way to go to work. Would you agree?
Yeah, why waste our time being depressed about something that, you know, hasn't even happened yet? You know, it might happen, it might not happen. Why not just be happy in life, but make it a choice to work. And, And I, by the way, I'm a fairly optimistic person now, but I wasn't always that way. I mean, I've had to work on it as a young man. I had to work at this a lot to make it a habit to try to stay positive toward life.
So if any of you, that's a great way to kind of tie this up. So I want to thank Randy Welsh again for just another quick discussion with us regarding adversity quotient. And if there's any of the students that are listening are wondering, Randy does actually speak the Way to Success workshops on the different campuses, and he speaks specifically on this topic, so you might want to take a look at that. Also, I just want to remind our viewers or listeners that we do encourage questions, so please, if you would, you can go to the Way to Success Leadership podcast and our website right at the top there that you can click a question, because the idea again is to customize something that's going to work for you, not make Randy and I feel good about the life lessons that we've learned. So Randy, anything else you want to add to our leave with our listeners before we sign off for this session?
Oh no, it's been fantastic, Craig. Thanks for the great insightful questions.
Oh, it's easy to have insightful questions on something that's interesting. So with that, I'll close it off for today, and thank you everyone for joining us. We'll look forward to talking with you next time. Good day.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Way to Success Leadership Podcast. Don't forget, we want to hear your questions. So visit ceoglobalusa.org to continue the conversation with us. Thanks again for listening, and remember to tune in next week.
You've been listening to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast, where our focus is on developing servant leaders of integrity.